That's the sound of an enhanced on-site container, or EONC, closing and sealing shut. It's a steel cylinder a bit larger than a hay bale fixed to the back of a truck. The EONC will be used to transport pallets of chemical weapons from several of the earth-covered bunkers, where some have been stored since the 60s, to a nearby disposal complex.
We make sure that they are maintained, properly maintained, that they're very well monitored so that nothing ever happens to them, so that they could be set and ready to go for destruction.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Rodney McCutcheon, commander of the Bluegrass Chemical Activity. Under the current plan, the nation's remaining weapons should be destroyed by 2023.
And at that time, we'll be complete with any of our chemical mission. We will have finally destroyed all our chemical weapons, and we'll be in compliance across the world with our international treaties that we signed on to.
Agents stored at the depot include GB, VX, and mustard gas. The United States, along with 192 other nations, is party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, a multilateral arms control treaty that aims to rid the world of chemical weapons. The only countries that have not signed on to the treaty are Egypt, North Korea, and South Sudan. The project has created over 1,200 jobs, a total local payroll of $957 million, and another $178 million has been spent with Kentucky companies, all toward the mission to destroy the country's remaining stockpile of chemical weapons.
As you can imagine, this has a tremendous impact on the region.
That's Craig Williams.
I am a member of the Governor's Commission on Chemical Weapons Disposal. I'm a co-chair of the Advisory Board on Chemical Weapons Destruction, along with the county judge, and I am the host community liaison between the county government and the Pentagon on the program.
Williams says the challenge is to figure out what to do with the skilled workforce when the project ends.
We have an economic development working group that's looking at how to integrate the workforce into our existing industry or an expanded industry that can accommodate them. We're also looking at trying to attract businesses that might come here that would take advantage of this very specific workforce and locate here to increase and maintain the tax base and the jobs and all of the impact that it has on the economy as we move towards completion of this mission. It is a finite mission.
Williams didn't cite any specific economic plans, but did say the goal is to get ahead of the curve and prevent a boom and bust situation. Dan Collins, WUKY News.